गुरु प्यारी साध संगत जी, वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। The Shabad Kirtan that we are going to perform is in Suhi Rag. In the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, there are a total of 31 rag compositions. Suhi Rag is the 15th rag to appear in the series. Suhi is classified in the Rag Mala as a Ragni of Megh. It was a favorite with Muslims and was considered proper for the hot season. Suhi was used by Guru Nanak Dev Ji, Guru Angad Dev Ji, Guru Amar Das Ji, Guru Ram Das Ji, and Guru Arjan Dev Ji for 130 hymns, one var, and many slokas. This is a morning rag and a happy one. The Gurus have composed hymns concerning married life in this rag. This rag is also called Rag Suha and Rag Subhi and is listed as a consort of Rag Megh. It is made up of a union of Rag Barwi, Siri, Ganra, and Sarang. This rag, under its present name, is not mentioned in the Rag Mala listed at the end of the Sri Guru Granth Sahib. The Ragnis of Rag Megh mentioned in the Rag Mala are Sorat, Gord, Malarai, Asa, and Suho. Many authors believe that Suho refers to Suhi. The scale and notes of the rag are as follows. Rohi, Sare Gama Pani Sa, Rohi, Sani Ma Pa Gare Sa. The Vadi note is Pa and the Samvadi note is Sa.
Every Shabad is accompanied with a certain thal. In this Shabad, I'll be performing Tintal, which contains 16 matras. There are 3 thalis and 1 kali in Tintal. The thalis are on beat 1, 5, and 13, while the kali is on beat 9. The structure of Tintal is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. The teka of Tintal goes Da din din da, da din din da, da tin tin ta, da din din da.
The Shabad we are going to perform from Guru Granth Sahib Ji Hajuri is Santa ke Karaj Aap Khaloya Har Kam Kravan Ayaram. In this Shabad, Guru Arjan Dev Ji describes the beautiful relationship between God and his loving devotee. Guruji says, the Lord himself has stood up to resolve the affairs of the saints. He has come to complete their tasks. This Shabad is by Guru Arjan Dev Ji in Rag Suhi on Ang 783 of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. The Shabad composition is in praise of saints. Guruji has used symbolic language to embellish the description and praise the Lord's devotees. He describes the saints' bodies as Tadat Suhavi and their minds as Tad Suhava. The literal meaning of the words used are beautiful landscape and beautiful pool. All scholars, having not understood the symbolic meaning of the words tarit and tal, have stated that the Guru referred to the digging of the holy tank of Amritsar. But if we read the whole text, it does not collaborate with the literal meaning of these two words, but only conveys the praise of the Lord's devotee as the beautiful bodies of the saints with their beautiful minds, which adequately fits in the purpose of the whole composition. And so, through this Shabad, Guru Arjan Dev Ji has described to us six what state of mind we should try to attain, and the wonderful blessings God will shower upon us as we try to follow the path to Him. We pray that Guruji blesses us with the love for Gurbani and His name, so that He may also take us into His loving arms and provide us with His everlasting love, just like the devotee in the Shabad. Vaheguruji ka khalsa, Vaheguruji ki fateh.
Tere gun bote main ek na janiya main murakh ke chan dije प्रणवत नानक सुन मेरे साहिबा दुबदा पत्थर लीजे Thank you.
Jai Jai Kar Pe Aaj Ke Antar Jai Jai Kar Pe Aaj Ke Antar Lathe Sagal Vasoor Santa ke karje aap. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.